You know, sometimes the biggest financial stories don't come from Wall Street. They come from places you least expect. Like recently at the Eastern Economic Forum in Russia, one of Putin's closest advisors, Anton Kobyakov, said something that made a lot of people raise their eyebrows. He claimed that the United States is preparing a secret plan to use crypto and stable coins to basically wipe away its $37 trillion debt. That sounds wild, right? But here's what he said. According to him, America wants to push the whole world into what he called a crypto cloud. And once everyone is there, the US would move its giant debt into these digital assets and then quietly devalue it, meaning the world gets stuck holding the bag. Now, before you dismiss this as some conspiracy theory, let me remind you. Michael Saylor, billionaire and CEO of MicroStrategy, said something very similar a few years ago. He even advised President Trump to sell all of America's gold and buy Bitcoin. His idea was simple. Gold is what our enemies hold. If the US sells gold and buys 5 million Bitcoin, gold prices crash, enemy assets collapse. Meanwhile, Bitcoin soars, America becomes the richest player in the world and controls both the world's reserve capital and reserve currency network. Isn't that a crazy plan? Maybe, but the fact that powerful people, even billionaires close to Washington, have floated these ideas shows there might be something more to it. So the question is, could the US really do this? And would it even work? Let me break it down in simple terms. Imagine the world only has $100 bill. I borrow that from you. Now I owe you the whole world's money. Normally I should pay it back. But wait, I have a superpower. I can print money because I control the world's reserve currency. So instead of paying you back with the same $100 bill, I will just print another $100 bill. Now the world has $200 chasing the same amount of stuff. What happens? Prices go up, groceries double, real estate doubles, stocks goes up. That's called inflation. When I finally return your $100, technically I repaid you in full, but in reality you lost because your $100 now buys only half as much as before because the prices of goods and services have risen. That's what devaluing the debt means. Not defaulting, not refusing to pay, but repaying with weaker money. And here's the kicker. The US has been doing this for decades. After World War II, during 1970s, even after the pandemic when trillions were printed. Same trick was done but different situations. So why is Putin's advisor talking about crypto now? Because stablecoins allow the US to play the same trick but spread the cost around the world. You have to understand this. When Americans feel inflation, people complain. Higher grocery bills, expensive rent, higher interest rates. But with stablecoins, which are backed by US treasuries, the burden spreads globally. Think about it. Every time someone in Asia, Africa, or Latin America uses biggest stablecoins like USDT or USDC, they are holding a digital IOU tied to US debt. So if the US inflates the dollar, the pain is shared worldwide. That's why Russia, China, and many countries are hoarding gold instead. They don't want to get trapped in America's digital money system. Now here's another issue, trust. Stablecoins are supposed to be backed one-to-one by real US assets. But can the world really check? Can we do any audit? No, we can't because they are US-based. And history shows America can change the rules overnight. Remember 1971, Nixon suddenly cut the gold link. One big rug pull on the whole world. The dollar was no longer backed by gold, just promises. And since then, every country holding dollars had no choice but to play America's game. That was the moment the US turned the dollar into pure faith-based money, and we have all been stuck in that system ever since. So from other countries' view, why trust stable coins when the US can flip the switch anytime? Now the big question is, will America really try this? Here is where it gets interesting. Michael Saylor's Bitcoin reserve plan never became official. The government said, no, we are not buying Bitcoin. But look at what happened quietly. Saylor's company MicroStrategy kept buying. Now it holds hundreds of thousands of Bitcoins. So what if the US doesn't buy Bitcoin directly, but then lets companies do it first? Then later, if Bitcoin becomes truly strategic, the government could just step in and take a stake. The US government did the same thing recently with Intel or other key companies in the past. This way, no panic, no global crash. A slow, sneaky move until one day it becomes official policy. Now, there is also another way to make the world accept digital dollars. Do you want to know how? Simple, through crisis. Imagine a cyber attack knocks out ATMs. Suddenly, there will be panic everywhere. The government steps in and says, download this app. We will send you digital dollars instantly. In fear, people will agree. We have seen this before during COVID. Sudden rules became normal overnight. So this is another way of making the world accept digital dollars. So yes, Putin's advisor might sound dramatic, but he is not completely wrong. The US has always used its currency power to reduce its debt. Stablecoins and bitcoins could just be the new version of the same old game. The only question is, will the world play along or will it run towards gold, alternative systems, and maybe even their own digital currencies? Either way, the $37 trillion debt question is still out there, and the answer might just reshape the future of money. I hope you found this video informative. Thanks for watching. I'll see you in the next one.